today's gospel, Jesus speaks to us really about reading the signs of the times, which in some ways can be a very popular activity for people to engage in. And the question really becomes, you know, what is the interpretive lens or the interpretive key that people give in toward trying to read the signs of the times? Of course, we know from a worldly perspective that many attempt to do so primarily from an economic perspective or from a social perspective or from a civil unrest perspective. But we're really reminded in the gospel that we are called to interpret the signs of our times really from a theocentric perspective, that is a perspective that runs through the interpretive lens of Jesus Christ. And this is how we are to try and interpret what is going on all around us. I think today, of course, there is a lot of unrest throughout the world. We have a very lively political season, to say the least. We have a pandemic which is going on. We have all sorts of civil unrest. There are countless problems to look at around the world. And we can ask ourselves, too, what are the signs of the times that we ought to be reflecting upon and taking into our own life? I think here we remember that in a special way, not only is Jesus the interpretive key to understanding what's going on in our world, but in a very special way too, in terms of the liturgy of the church that we read at Mass, that we pray at every Mass, and that we celebrate through the various liturgical seasons. And I think now we are really coming down the home stretch toward the end of the liturgical year, whereby the theme of judgment of the end times is something which is very constant. And perhaps it isn't surprising that there are any number of people out there who are kind of screaming out that we are approaching the end now and that Christ will be coming again soon. And indeed, who knows? Maybe he will, maybe he won't. Nobody knows the day or the hour is what Scripture tells us. But one thing for certain, I think, that as we interpret what is going on in our world around us, that it really reminds us that Jesus Christ is the one and unique hope of all of our lives. That none of us is called to have our hopes in any kind of political messiah or some kind of political figure who's going to make everything great in this world. Jesus is the only one to hope in. And the salvation and the reward of Jesus is really something ordered toward the next life in its full perfection. But already here we know when we journey with him, when we look at him as being our one hope in life, that we have a certain consolation and peace that allows us to get through turmoil and challenging times, but that ultimately the great victory he's going to give us will come at the end. And that is a point which none of us knows individually when it's going to come. So it can be one thing to be thinking about the end of the world, but more importantly, you and I don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. And so the theme of the gospel is always, we're called to be ready. We're called to be hopeful, and we're called to always turn to Jesus as the only one who is our Savior and Redeemer, as the only one who is worth hoping in, despite the millions of voices out there that are screaming at us that they are the ones who are going to turn everything around and make everything right in this world. We know it'll never happen. As long as there's human free will, there will be evil in this world. This world was never intended to be perfect. It never has been perfect. And newsflash, it never will be perfect. We are called to put our hope in Jesus. He's the only one worth hoping in, and he is the only one who is the source of our salvation and redemption. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward, let's ask God for the grace that we would always read the signs of the times through the interpretive lens of Jesus, whom we encounter in a very special way at every liturgy, and that we would always remember that Jesus alone is our one Savior, Redeemer, and he alone is the one who gives us consolation and peace to go through challenging times and to always be hopeful in him. Amen.